Well, it's probably just as well because we're just about to the end of the hour. I want to remind you, John Zarpolis will join us in just a couple of minutes. John Zarpolis, one of the smartest dudes I know of across the state when it comes to public policy. He's the president of Nevada Policy Research Institute. We're going to talk about broken institutions in Nevada. And there are a bunch of them that are just that are broke. Also, coming up in our next hour, Gates McGavick, the Republican National Committee Director of Strategic Communications. He is an election integrity expert. And we'll talk about the mood of America in the midst of the fact that, we've got. I was trying to run down the laundry list of stuff that is wrong in America. We're talking about institutions that are wrong and broken. Here in the state of Nevada, what about across America, where we've got the possibility of World War III, we've got the Biden inflation, we've got Biden energy prices. This, and by the way, everything you are seeing that is wrong with government and public policy, it can all circle back to the Biden administration. Because what they have done to our country has been unforgivable. And you know what? They do it with a smile on their face. They like what's going on. They like the fact that you're paying $5.09 a gallon for a gallon of gasoline. They like that. They wanted that. They promised that. We're going to destroy fossil fuels in our country. And they have done a bang-up job of it. They have done a bang-up job of it. And can I tell you something? It's going to take months, if not years, to reverse this. It's not going to get any better until we change presidents and we change the makeup of the Senate and the House. We'll talk about that. In fact, I'll probably bring that up to John Zarpolis. Stay where you are. Lots more to do as we continue. My name is Kevin Wall. So good to have you with us on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.
This is Amy with New Hope Tax Defense. Have you received a letter from the IRS? You're embarrassed to tell your friends, ashamed to tell your spouse, so you ignore it, and then another letter arrives. You wonder if this will keep you from getting a new job, or will the IRS seize your home? There is hope. New Hope Tax Defense. Our dedicated tax professionals will be with you every step of the way. Once a comprehensive evaluation is complete, we will discuss your options with you. Recently, there have been reports of companies preying on taxpayers and demanding their fees up front, promising to eliminate their tax liability. Don't be a victim to these fly-by-night tax mills. Call New Hope Tax Defense at 702-483-0220 or visit newhopetaxdefense.com. That's newhopetaxdefense.com to schedule your free consultation. We aren't a call center. We have offices in Nevada and California and want to meet with you. There is hope. NewHopeTaxDefense.com. Call New Hope Tax Defense at 702-483-0220 or visit NewHopeTaxDefense.com.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ, Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting. The White House is downplaying Russia's newly announced sanctions against President Biden and other top administration officials. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
Russia's foreign ministry announced the sanctions and mistakenly referred to the president as Joe Biden Sr.
I would first note that President Biden is a junior, so they may have sanctioned his dad. May he rest in peace.
Others on the sanctions list include the secretaries of state and defense, the Joint Chiefs Chairman, the National Security Advisor, and White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki.
None of us are planning tourist trips to Russia. None of us have bank accounts that we won't be able to access, so we will forge ahead.
Greg Clugston, Washington.
Russian forces are pounding Ukrainian cities and edging closer to the capital of Kiev. Correspondent Andrea Rosa reports his day abruptly started at 5 a.m. with the sound of explosions close to his hotel downtown.
We heard two very loud explosions about 5 in the morning, and these were, I think, the largest explosions that we had so far since we've been here. They were clearly closer to Kyiv city center.
Ukraine says Russia seems to adopt a more constructive tone in the latest round of talks aimed at halting fighting. However, Russian troops continued to bombard Kyiv on Tuesday with long-range fire. Ukrainian presidential aide Ihor Sovka said the talks between Russian and Ukrainian representatives over video have become more constructive. Sarah Bloom Raskin has withdrawn her nomination to the Federal Reserve's Board of Governors after key Democrat Joe Manchin joined with all Republicans in the Senate to oppose her confirmation. Republicans argued Raskin would use the Fed's regulatory authority to discourage banks from lending to oil and gas companies. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. With Angie, you could cross your next project off your to-do list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need and we'll handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. Or browse reviews, compare quotes from pros, and connect instantly, all for free. For everything from routine maintenance to a dream remodel. Because however you want your project done, we'll get it done. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com to get started.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. Order the three-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. Call 800-500-8384. ReliefFactor.com.
They're the Vegas dream team of criminal defense attorneys, Craig Hendricks and Frank Como. Both were prosecutors in the Clark County District Attorney's Office. One was chief of the Special Victims Unit. The other, chief of the Homicide Unit. Together, they're committed to you and your rights. Call 702-222-9999 or visit VegasDreamTeam.com, a division of DeCastro Verde Law Group.
This is Las Vegas City Councilwoman Victoria Seaman. My commitment to public safety is absolute. That is why I have the endorsements of police agencies across the valley. They know I have their back and will never vote to defund police or limit their ability to keep us safe. That is why the police support me, and that is why I'm asking you to join them as well. I hope I can count on your support to help protect and keep our neighborhoods and families safe. Paid for by Friends of Victoria Seaman.
It's 2:04. This is your KMTQ News Flash, powered by DeCastro Verde Law Group. If you've been injured, their family will fight for yours. I'm Jim Dallas. After major spikes in local pump prices, gas prices increased slightly over the weekend, up 4 cents between Saturday and yesterday. AAA put the average price for a gallon of regular gas in Las Vegas at $4.97. That's a new record high. A national average is $4.32. Energy experts say $5 a gallon is a possibility on average in Nevada this week. I already paid $5.09 last night. The head of the Westgate Sportsbook is wondering whether some recent sizable bets made on Tampa Bay were made based on inside information that quarterback Tom Brady was coming out of retirement. On Thursday of last week, Tampa Bay was a 60-1 long shot to win the 2023 Super Bowl and 30-1 to win the NFC Championship before what is referred to as a quote-unquote sharp bettor placed wagers on the Bucs to win both the conference and the Super Bowl titles. Jay Cornegate tells the Review Journal he has no doubt that the bettor knew that Brady was coming back before he place those bets.
KMCQ on time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
And for the most part, not too bad on area freeways right now. There is one exception as you try to work your way through the downtown Spaghetti Bowl and those orange cones through the construction zone. That's both directions on Interstate 515 between Main Street and Eastern Avenue.
I want you to know that the movement we started is only just beginning. There's never been anything like it. The belief that a nation must serve its citizens will not dwindle, but instead only grow stronger by the day. As long as the American people hold in their hearts deep and devoted love of country, then there is nothing that this nation cannot achieve. I go from this majestic place with a loyal and joyful heart, an optimistic spirit, and a supreme confidence that for our country and for our children, the best is yet to come.
It ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
So good to have you with us on this Tuesday edition of Live and Local. Always good to have John Zarpolis on. He's the president of Nevada Policy Research Institute, one of the smartest dudes I know of across the state when it comes to public policy, and he joins us. John, how you been?
Very well, Kevin, and you?
I'm doing great. The weather's turning beautiful. Spring has sprung. We sprang forward the other night. And by the way, the Senate, just out of just full disclosure, the Senate passed a resolution essentially adopting daylight savings full time. So.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's good, because I hate this time change stuff.
I hate it as well. John, let me ask you, one of the things that you keep track of at NPRI are our state institutions. And the fact is that we've got a lot of broken institutions in our state. Where do you begin when you start talking about stuff that just isn't right?
Yeah, you begin with accountability and transparency. So this happens to be National Sunshine Week, which is all about shining a light on government, getting records from government, and the government being open with its citizens. And that's something that we have a very good laws in our state, but it's still a struggle to get records because there's departments that drag their feet or want to charge $180 to review films before they release it. Metro Police Department, nudge, nudge, wink, wink. Things like that, but it's about accountability. The problem with government is there's no accountability within the system. One of the reasons Nevada Policy talks about markets and free markets is free markets are automatically accountable. If two people are going to do business with each other, one has to be getting something and the other has to be getting something as well, and it's done transactionally without any force or threat of violence. Government just takes your money and does what it wants, and usually most government employees are not terminated, and there's not measurables. I mean, we've eliminated most of the measurables of student performance in our school system. How are we ever going to get good outcomes if we can't measure the outcomes? And that goes on through the whole system. One of the things that kind of drives me nuts is we had a terrible time with DETR, our unemployment system, during the pandemic. Have you heard a peep about any of it being fixed, improved, modernized, souped up, somehow made better for the next time it's needed? Of course not. Heard nothing. Why? Because who really cares over there? They're still going to get paid. You're not going to go to another unemployment system. It's a monopoly. The tax dollars are still going to get raised. So accountability is so much of what Nevada Policy is about. I mean, we're a watchdog group, but we're also pushing policy ideas that create accountability. Back to DETR in Iowa, they have they passed in their unemployment system quite a few years back what they call an agency plan, where they literally incentivize employees in their unemployment system. They get a little percentage of any fraud they should catch or uncover. They get to change systems, hire and fire more freely. They allowed managers to be managers versus just sort of sitting there stuck. And their unemployment system worked very well. So there's things that can be done in all our agencies if we had the mindset, but bureaucrats and union bosses who control the workers really don't want to rock any boats, change anything. They're fat and happy and just want more money. That's all they ever say, more. So we really have a problem there.
John, let me just ask you, two questions. I'll take the first one. Obviously, the legislature doesn't have a lot to do. They only meet every other year. I thought oversight was something that was the job of the legislative branch of government, yet I don't see a lot of oversight being done. I don't see people, as you say, holding them accountable.
You're absolutely right. I mean, something that the legislature should absolutely do is call for a forensic audit of the Clark County school system. Yes, there are CPAs who audit the books every year and take care of the bookkeeping end of things, but no one has ever done a deep dive as to where the money actually goes, what it's used for, what departments are getting, and what programs. We need a deep, deep audit of the Clark County school systems. So we know, why is it that we keep putting more money in there and it never seems to get to the teachers? The teachers are underpaid, but we keep putting money in and it seems to go to hire more bureaucracy and more buildings and other things. There's no change there. So I mean, that's just one example of something the legislature could do for oversight. But it's also up to the executive, you know, branch. It's the governor that runs the majority of runs the state institutions, such as DETR, and then it's the county commissioners and it's the school boards. The Clark County School Board could call for an audit. They probably would be afraid to know what's really happening because they'll probably get voted out if the taxpayers and parents knew. But that's what who should be doing this. And as we come up on the election season, you should be asking everyone that you're voting for, what is their area, if it's a school board, what are you going to do to hold people accountable?
The other thing that I hear, in fact, we heard this a lot during the 2016 and 2020 election cycles, you know, when it comes to the Secretary of State's office, for instance, they say, well, we don't have an investigative body. We don't have investigators that can go out and do this and do that. Is that a matter of the legislature just didn't fund enough operating budget for places like, like the Secretary of State's office?
I'm not sure if it's even spelled out in, you know, as to part of their job description, for lack of a better word, for spelling out their actual duties. But wouldn't that be an attorney general thing? I mean, you know, breaking the law, and election law is our law, it would be the county DAs, district attorneys, and it would be the attorney general on a state level that should be investigating and should be prosecuting and handling this. But that doesn't go on because of mostly for political reasons, I think, is why it's ignored. But it's wrong. It's still wrong. There's a lot of places that this could be looked at. I don't, you know, the Secretary of State never was mandated to prosecute, to search out crime, so to speak.
Well, I'm just curious because we've got candidates, and many of them have been on this show. Many more will be on before Election Day, whether it be the primary or the general election. Do you hear these candidates demanding accountability, demanding, as you say, a forensic audit of CCSD?
I don't, and it's one of the reasons I'm bringing it up right now. I think that the candidates should be stepping up to these issues. People are frustrated. The institutions no longer serve the public. It's almost as if we're here to serve them. Bureaucrats are paid more than in the private sector to do the exact same job. If you drive a bus in the private sector comparing to driving a bus for government. You get paid more by government. Same thing for any kind of job descriptions. You've got a better pension. You rarely can be terminated or fired. And no one's talking about that. And you know, they shut down all the many of the businesses during the pandemic. No one in government got laid off, pay cut, anything. So where, you're right, the politicians don't talk about it. But the public, if you start bringing it up to them, then they might actually start talking about it when they hear a demand. The politicians are a lagging factor. They don't lead, they follow.
Good point. Good point. Again, John Zarpalis joining us, the president of Nevada Policy Research Institute. As we move towards the elections, what are the opportunities that voters have? I mean, you see politicians on street corners shaking hands, kissing babies, things like that. Is that the time to bring up things like...
Sure. Right there. Bring it up. You know, start a two-minute conversation. What are you going to do about? Start the conversation with that. Talk to them. Yes, they're out shaking. You know, I mean, if you're involved in politics, they're out going to all kinds of events. You'll see them wherever there's a crowd, there's a politician. I went to the Power to Parent fundraising dinner Friday night, which was wonderful, by the way. And there was 300 people there, and 100 of them were candidates. So they were there. They wanted to talk to anybody because they're, you know, trying to drum up support and votes. That's how the system works. And yes, it needs to be brought up to them that, this is concerning me. That's concerning me. What are you going to do about accountability? I met with a group of estheticians. It was all females, and they were, you know, involved in the beauty industry. In the last legislative cycle, they've changed the requirement for their licenses. They all have to go back to school, even if they're currently licensed, by October of 2023. And this cost is $6,000, and it's 75 hours of schooling to continue to keep their license for what they're doing now. And they're very upset. They're very, very, very worked up over it, and I don't blame them. And they're going to be put out of business if they don't spend $6,000 and put in this time for something they're already doing and already licensed for. So, again, they didn't talk to the right people. They need to bring it up. Everyone needs to bring up their issue and start demanding something of politicians and not just letting it drift along. If you've got kids in the school, you should be complaining to the school board, to those candidates, to state legislator candidates, and even for people, county commissioners. I mean, they don't have anything to do with the schools. But let them know and let them get on their radar so they can talk to people involved.
Yeah, I keep asking, when are parents going to revolt? And we saw it to an extent in Virginia with Glenn Youngkin being elected governor. I'm just wondering if we're prepared for such a revolt here in Nevada. You think so?
I see and talk to a lot of very angry parents. So I hope so. I really hope so. We can't let this continue any longer. The schools don't have any accountability. When they set goals, well, did you hear Jara's speech the other day, you know?
It was awful.
And I kept thinking, how long have you been superintendent? And you're finally talking about this? Shouldn't he have talked about this on the first day he came in and set some higher goals? The level of kids not reading in the sixth grade is, I mean, it's beyond sad and horrible. There's just not enough adjectives, but and if adjective is the right word, because I went to a public school. But anyway,
let me just throw this out though, and you tell me if I'm right or wrong about this thing. This initiative, spearheaded by Aaron Phillips and Power to Parents, which by the way is actually a parents' union. It's not just an organization; it's a parents' union, which I love the idea. Can this thing pass?
Yes, absolutely. School choice polls in this state. Very well. I mean, it's in the 73%, 75% range. And it's even higher among the Hispanic community. So it doesn't break along Republican and Democrat lines. It breaks along, actually, levels of education lines, is what I've seen polling. And people who have a high school degree actually don't favor school choice. It's those with higher degrees that favor school choice. It's interesting. I would think it would be just the opposite, but it's not. So, but yes, it's overwhelmingly supported by the public. And all those arguments for school choice that they push back on school choice, like it's going to take money away from the schools. No, it leaves more. It's going to put the public schools out of business. No, anywhere they've done school choice, the public schools actually got better because they had to compete. I mean, there's really no argument that's legitimate for not doing it.
I agree with you. John, it's always good visiting with you. If folks want to know more about what you guys are up to at NPRI, how do they do it? How do they find you?
Very simple. You just go to nevadapolicy.org.
I just love that. You make it so simple for all of us, even people like me. Thank you so much, my friend. It's always good to talk to you. We'll talk again next time.
Thank you, Kevin. Take care.
There you go. John Zarpolis, the president of Nevada Policy Research Institute, talking about all the broken institutions in Nevada, and we got a ton. Dieter, our school system, just to name a few. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6, on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Hey friends, it's Patrick Casale, the Multicare Group. With the difficulty in finding quality employees to ensure your business thrives, I have a solution for you. Offer employee benefits. Benefits are 100% tax deductible to the employer, income tax free to the employees and dependents, can be used nationally, and are far more robust than any other individual plan being offered. The Multicare Group can help you obtain affordable quality health benefits. We have access to association health plans that offer multiple options, attractive rates for you and your employees, with national access and the finest hospitals and physicians in United States. Call the Multicare Group today for your no-obligation quote, 702-396-9449. We have access to all the carriers that offer health insurance, dental coverage, vision care, group life and disability insurance. Allow our relationships to guarantee you the most competitive rates. The Multicare Group can provide you with all these services, plus we can offer payroll services at the most competitive rates, along with the best workers' compensation programs available in the country. Call Patrick Casale of the Multicare Group today, 702-396-9449.
If you've been involved in a car accident, you need Nevada's legal elite, Demopolis Law, the firm you can trust. Visit us at legalelite.com.
I'm Major Sam Peters, candidate for Congress in Nevada's 4th District. I earned a Bronze Star while deployed to Afghanistan, keeping America safe. Now I'm going to go to D.C. and kick some anti-American ass in Congress. Dementia Joe Biden, illegal immigrants, a stolen election, critical race theory, mandates, enough is enough. I'm Sam Peters. I'm not a career politician. Send me to Congress and I'll fight for President Trump's agenda. I'll finish the wall. I'll even go to the White House and tell Sleepy Joe right to his face. Let's go, Brandon. Paid for by the committee to elect Sam Peters.
Guys and gals, by now you know there are non-invasive and minimally invasive medical solutions to hair restoration without side effects, right?
No.
Okay, so you don't know. Doctors of Hair use only clinically proven treatments, from platelet-rich plasma hair therapy that uses your own platelets to stimulate stem cells deep in your hair follicle to halt hair loss and regrow hair, to the FDA-cleared clinical hair restoration laser that's proven to regrow hair, to neograft hair transplants that offer discreet, natural-looking results in a week or less with no linear scarring. All of these services are administered by Doctors of Hair caring medical professionals, experts at understanding how devastating hair loss can be at any age. Treatments work for both men and women wanting a natural, thicker head of hair without side effects.
Doctors of Hair, call now, 702-751-0086. That's 702-751-0086 or online at doctorsofhair.com.
Doctors of Hair, now you know.
How would you like to save 10 to 20% immediately on your power bill? How would you like to lock in a low fixed monthly rate for years to come? Hey, Kevin Wall here. Thad Alger and the solar professionals at Inspire Solar Solutions will help you do just that. Save a fortune on your power bill. Plus, for a limited time, there's a federal tax incentive that will save you 26% off the price of your solar system. And there's no out-of-pocket cost. I repeat, there's no out-of-pocket cost. As a bonus, you'll get a Vivint smart home security system with 3 years monitoring for free. That's a $2,800 value. It's time to make the switch to solar and save thousands in the long run on your power bill. Take advantage of these limited-time offers. Call or text Thad at 702-518-9646 or check them out at InspireSolarSolutions.com. That's